Real One Entertainment logo. At night, a young blonde woman runs for her life.
Help!
An assailant catches up with her and tackles her.
Help! Help! Help!
Aerial shots of a peaceful suburban town scroll by. Real One Entertainment presents a Champlain Media production. Title: Deadly Secrets, starring Lizzie Boys, Kate Drummond, Tyson Arner, and Kate Tua. Frida, a middle-aged blonde woman, looks out a window and reflects.
Mom, we came!
She joins her daughter, Jade, looking hopeful. Jade opens the letter that has just arrived. She reads the first few lines, looks at her mother, and smiles.
I got it!
You're kidding.
No, full scholarship! Oh, honey! I am so proud of you!
Your dad would have been really proud of you too, you know that.
Jade nods.
Okay. Well, now all you have to do is keep up your grades till the end of the year and, you know, stay out of trouble.
Great motivational speech, Mom. Saying it to the girl who's never gotten a detention. Something tells me I'll be all right.
Yeah, well, speaking of not getting a detention, you get your butt to school and I will pick you up after tryouts, okay?
Okay. Oh, by the way, did you figure out that cloud storage thing?
No, I am still having a major senior tech moment and the cloud is not letting me sign in.
Okay, well, just use my cloud. I got plenty of storage. I'll text you the password.
You're not afraid I'm going to snoop your secrets?
Just don't tell the FBI.
Love you.
I love you too.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Bob.
Frida sits down in front of her laptop and opens a Word document whose title page reads, Deadly Secrets, a novel by Frida Westwood. She reflects a moment and then starts typing the words. Lizzie desperately tries, before deleting them.
Damn it.
Later, she parks in front of Jade's school to give her a ride home. A car passes near her while she's distracted by her phone. Another woman walks up to her and smiles.
You okay?
Yeah, it's just that guy almost hit me back there. Jerk.
Did you see who it was? Was it a student?
I didn't see. He was young, and that was a very flashy car for a student.
I'm Louise Clenshaw.
Hi, I'm Frida.
Oh, I know who you are, Frida Westwood.
We're very excited that a famous writer has moved to Sweet Meadow.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
How are you liking it here so far?
It's great. Yeah, I thought it was going to be really overwhelming, but everyone's been very welcoming. Well, except that guy, not so much. Louise Clenshaw, you're the coach of the girls' volleyball team.
Louise nods.
My daughter Jade is trying out for your team today. I don't want to brag, but she was the star at her last school. I mean... It was a small school, but still, she was really, really good, and
she's doing fantastic.
Okay.
I'm just about to head back in. Why don't you join me? I will introduce you to a bunch of people whose names you will forget immediately.
Okay. That sounds good.
Hey, balls up!
After the tryouts, two girls chat with Jade in the gym.
So it's just you and your mom?
Oh, yeah. My dad died a couple years ago.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to pry.
Oh, no. It's fine. Dad's been kind of tough, but my mom and I are really close now. We talk about everything to each other, which is cool.
Really? Even about, like, guys and stuff?
Oh, that is so not my priority this year. Oh, nice bracelet, Tian.
Yeah, cute.
Thanks.
Tien hides the bracelet.
Jade, congratulations, and welcome to the volleyball team.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, we have a tournament coming up, and I'm throwing you in, so you better start practicing.
Yeah, practice makes perfect. Except I'll be out partying.
Not so.
Yes, so.
No, so.
You see what I have to put up with?
Yes. I'm a terrible person. Louise, thank you so much for everything. Why don't you come over for dinner sometime?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Great.
Hey, Tien, you should join us for this surprise Saturday thing that we do, if that's cool, Mom.
Yes, absolutely.
What's that? Oh, it's sort of a tradition. You'll see.
We will pick you up at 7.
Tien nods and smiles.
Oh, gosh, I'm so proud of you.
So, what's surprise Saturday?
Oh, it's been our tradition for years.
Yeah. Each week, one of us chooses a special Saturday surprise activity. It could be an open air play in the park.
Nature walk or barbecue.
Watching our favorite rom-com.
It's got to be a surprise. I mean, one time my mom and I took a class learning how to pick locks.
That's kind of random.
Hey, it was research.
I don't think that anybody actually does that, Mom.
Yes, they do. The character in my book had to do a break-in, so I wanted to know exactly how it's done. So,
anyway, there's only one rule. It has to be cheap.
Which is why I chose this place, and also the chowder is to die for. Am I right?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Mrs. Westwood.
Oh, please, Frida.
Right. I wanted to ask, why do you write about crime and that stuff?
I like to write books that could maybe help people. You know, by writing about crime, I can highlight how women can become unwitting victims, targets of crime. You know, I can show them what to look for, what the warning signs are, so they don't make decisions that could maybe ruin their lives.
She nods, unsure. A waitress brings the bill.
Oh, thank you. All right. Tip. Great. Sorry, were you, did you want to say something?
No, I'm good.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
The sun rises over Sweet Meadow. Frida is watching Jade's team play. Tien fumbles.
Okay.
I'm fine. I just lost concentration for a moment.
Come on, girl. You got this.
I got it.
Come on, Tien.
After the game, Jade hoists a trophy.
Okay, all right. This calls for celebration. Party at my place next Saturday?
Yes! Wait, I can go, right, Mom?
What about Surprise Saturday? It's sort of our thing.
But maybe we can miss one week. You know, you can have a cozy night and keep writing your book.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about you going to a party. I'm sorry.
Can you please let Mother Hen here know that the party's going to be totally safe?
Frida, the party will be strictly supervised. Besides, what's life without a little adventure? The girls just won!
Yes!
Okay, fine.
You're the best.
I know. Are we still on for dinner tonight?
Absolutely. Great. Do you want me to bring anything?
No. No, I've got it all completely figured out. Yeah.
I'll bring something.
Great. Thanks.
Let's go!
Tien, did you need a ride home tonight?
I need to clear my head. I'll walk.
Okay. That was a really great game.
See ya.
Later, at home, Jade joins Frida downstairs.
Mom, I'm gonna need a new outfit for the party. Do you think I could get my birthday gift in advance?
We'll see.
Why not just say yes? You know you're going to.
Like I said, we'll see. Louise, hi.
As promised, here's my contribution.
Yay! Come in. Dinner is almost ready.
Later, Frida takes a sip of wine.
That was great, Frida. Thank you.
Oh.
And this wine is to die for.
Well, you have great wines in this region. Seriously, that dish you brought? Do you cook a lot at home? You must.
I do more and more now, yeah. As Mason's getting older and asserting her independence and her menu preferences. Sometimes my fried chicken is the only way to her heart.
I hear you on that one. Raising a teenager is just so complicated. You know, I thought toddlers were tough.
No, at least they pretend to listen.
Right? And what's the story with Mason's dad, if you don't mind me asking?
He left us when Mason was just a baby.
I'm sorry. It must have been hard.
Yeah, it was tough. Very tough. I met another guy later, and he was much younger.
Scandalous.
Safe to say it was a huge mistake. I tried to make it work, but in the end, we had to split. That was a decade ago, and we move on.
They both take a sip of wine, looking pensive.
What about you? Is Jade's father still in the picture?
Frida purses her lips and plays with her necklace.
Actually, he passed a couple years ago. Yeah, this is still all so new for me. For us.
Louise nods, empathetic.
And to top it all off, I just found out that my book sales are tanking and my publisher has dropped me. And with no money coming in, I could lose the house. And I'm trying to protect Jade from it all. I feel awful, obviously, because we just got here and Jade is finally settling in, you know? And I don't want to ruin it. After everything.
Frida looks down.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm unloading on you like this. I just gave you my whole life. You're a really great listener.
We all need someone to tell our troubles to, right?
Later, Jade joins Frida in the living room as she's going through some papers.
So, Mom, about that new outfit for the party?
I said no.
Well, if I recall accurately, you said we'll see.
Okay, I said no. And I mean no, and I'm busy. Please.
Jade shrugs, taken aback.
Fine. I was just asking.
Frida rubs her forehead and looks at a pile of bills. Outside, along a deserted road, Tien walks alone. A car drives up behind her. She turns around, blinded by the headlights. The driver gets out and walks toward her.
You should have kept your part of the deal.
No, no. I've done everything you need.
Jade and Frida are in their car in front of Louise and Mason's house. Jade is annoyed.
You look really nice. Okay, well, have a good time.
Thanks.
Jade gets out.
I love you.
Frida sighs. Jade helps herself to a cupcake.
This worked.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the new girl looks great.
Looks really good. I love it.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Have you seen Tien, by the way? She seemed a little bit stressed out after the tournament. She hasn't been answering my texts.
No, I don't know. Where is she?
I'm sure she'll show up soon, honey. Make a grand entrance, talk of the town.
Yeah, that sounds like Tien.
Louise walks away.
What's up with you?
Oh, nothing. I just feel a little self-conscious in this old outfit.
You look great, girl. Don't worry about it. What's really bothering you?
My mom's been really weird lately.
Fun fact, moms are always weird.
You know, I'm gonna go for a walk. I'll be right back.
Okay, whatever.
A young man sitting in a wicker chair in the backyard addresses Jade.
Hey.
Hey, yourself.
He pulls out a flask.
Have drinks.
I'm good, thanks.
No problem. I'm Rick, by the way.
Jade.
Jade. A rare and precious stone. It's a beautiful name for a beautiful girl.
Wow. And on that high note, have a nice life.
Hey, you can't leave yet. I mean, we've only just started a bond.
Sorry, but you're not my type.
What is your type?
Not you. Maybe try your rom-com lines on someone else.
Rick shrugs. Meanwhile, Frida is still in her car. She calls Jade.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, honey. I just wanted to say, I hope you are having a really good time.
Are you checking up on me?
No. No, I'm not. I'm just,
Have you met anybody new there, or?
Nope, just the usual crowd. I gotta go. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Frida puts her phone down and gets out of the car. At the party, Rick tries to approach Jade again.
You like rom-coms? Sleepless in Seattle's kind of the greatest.
Pardon me?
Sleepless in Seattle, the best rom-com ever.
The best rom-com ever is actually Say Anything.
That's the one where John Cusack holds that vintage boombox thing outside her room, right?
You know it?
I am at one with the classics.
Mason looks at her phone.
Mom, it's Tia.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hi, this is Frida Westwood. Please leave a message.
Mom, when you get this, can you come and pick me up right away? Tian's dead. Just come and get me, please.
I can run you home if you'd like.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Frida's phone buzzes in the empty car.
Hi, this is Frida Westwood. Please leave a message.
Rick walks up to Jade and smiles.
Okay, fine. Over there?
Yep.
Jade follows Rick to his car. Later, he parks near her home.
Is this all right?
Yeah, this is fine. Damn, there it is.
Frida looks at her phone and calls Jade.
So sorry it took me this long. I lost my cell. I'll come and get you right now, okay?
Oh, no, don't bother. I've got a ride home with another friend's mom. I'll be home soon. Okay, bye. What?
Nothing.
Thanks.
Can I see you again?
Thanks for the ride, but I'm really not interested.
Jade gets out of Rick's car. He shrugs, disappointed. The next day, Frida joins Louise and the volleyball team. The girls are distraught.
What did the police say?
They're treating Tian's death as a homicide.
Oh my gosh.
Do they have any idea who did it?
They said they can't disclose any further information at this time, just that they're following every lead.
So the person who did it is still out there.
I quote, "It's a matter of urgent investigation for the department."
The mothers console their daughters. Later, at home, Frida breaks down as she goes through bills that include several final notices.
Mom, are you okay?
honey. Everything's fine. I'm just sad about Tian. Listen, I don't want you going out at night anymore, okay?
I can't stop living my life.
Listen, I'm not grounding you.
Did you just say grounded? Well, I'm not 10 anymore.
Okay, we need to be careful. There is a killer out there.
Well, we can't stay here forever, Mom.
I need to keep you safe. Whatever it takes, okay? It's final.
Okay. I guess I'll just go back and study then.
Jade leaves, annoyed. Frida calls her bank.
Hi, this is Frida Westwood. I was wondering if I could speak with the bank manager, please.
Later, it is dark out. Frida hauls a garbage can to the end of the driveway. Someone takes pictures of her from afar. The man who took the pictures is alone in a black car, wearing a leather jacket. He strokes his beard and looks menacing. Meanwhile, Jade tiptoes into Frida's office. She sits down at her mother's desk and finds the laptop open. She is surprised to see that the only thing Frida has written is, "Frida Westwood has writer's block," over and over. After a few pages, Frida has typed the same sentence in all caps over and over. Jade is concerned. She looks over at the pile of bills on the desk and sees a final notice. She looks at the final notice closely, her hands shaking. The man in the leather jacket is alone in a cabin, playing with Tian's bracelet. Meanwhile, Jade hears someone throwing pebbles at her bedroom window. She runs to the window and smiles when she sees Rick holding up a cardboard sign made to look like a boombox. She quickly gets nervous and frowns.
Go away!
He smiles and invites her to come outside.
Fine.
She steps away from the window.
Mom?
Yes, sweetheart?
I'm gonna go to bed early tonight, okay?
I thought we could watch a rom-com.
Maybe another night. I'm too tired.
Oh, okay. Good night, honey. Love you.
Good night. Love you.
She gets dressed quickly and joins Rick in his car.
What?
You are hard to get a hold of.
What should that tell you?
Rick smiles and winks.
I'm kind of into you. Okay, I get it. I get it. You're probably a straight-A student. Got your whole future lined up. College, career, the perfect daughter.
What's your point?
You think you're better than me.
What? No, I...
Of course you do. You don't know anything about me, but you already think that I'm not good enough for you.
Well, you're right. I don't know anything about you. You're just someone who gave me a ride when I needed it.
So you owe me. You know, they say the best way to get to know someone is over dinner.
What? No.
Oh, come on.
Jade shrugs.
I'm glad you two are enjoying the meal. If there's anything else you need, don't hesitate to ask. It's not a problem, because I'm the owner. Enjoy.
So, I hear you're the new girl in town. How do you like Sweet Meadow?
Good. You know, good people.
Do you think you'll stay?
I mean, I hope so. I like it here. My mom's not too interested in me getting out of the house recently. You know, ever since Tian was murdered.
Rick nods.
How's your dad feel about that?
It's actually just my mom and I. My dad died a couple years ago.
Sorry. I guess I can sort of relate. My parents split up when I was young. It was rough growing up with that. My mom, she was kind, sweet. How moms are meant to be, supportive.
What's your dad like?
He looks down.
My dad, he had a different idea of what it meant to be a man. He was a hard one to please. Nothing was ever good enough for him. Always wanted me to be stronger or tougher. Alpha male type, you know? I could just never understand why, even if they were different, why couldn't they just love each other? Why couldn't they just love me too? How hard could that be?
Jade nods, unsure. Rick gets up, takes her hand, and looks at her slyly.
Ready?
What?
Run.
They run back to his car.
What just happened?
We took advantage of the situation.
You're crazy.
Frida is lying on the couch. She perks up when she hears Jade sneak back into the house. She stays on the couch and sighs. The next morning, Mason knocks and Frida answers the door.
Hi. Hi, Mrs. Westwood. Or Frida. Jade, I know you're having dinner with your mom tonight to celebrate your birthday, but I was thinking you could come over later for a sleepover.
Oh, so down.
If that's all right, Frida.
Come on, Mom, please say yes.
Sorry, I'm just not all that comfortable with her being out right now. I hope you understand.
Yeah.
Jade heads out with Mason.
Bye.
See what I mean? It is maximum security in there.
Maybe you can get time off for good behavior.
Or I just go full on Shawshank Redemption.
In the gym, Jade walks up to Louise.
Miss Clinshaw? Hey, do you have a moment? It's sort of confidential.
Of course, Jade. How can I help?
So I met this boy, but I know that my mom totally won't approve of him.
Well, how do you know? Why don't you tell her? She might surprise you.
Oh, no. No way. Tian dying has turned my mom into some sort of jailer. No, I'm not even allowed to go out, but I really want to see him again.
I remember when I was a teenager, I was always sneaking out without my parents' knowledge.
So you think I should go and see him again?
Well, I didn't say that. But there is the saying, love laughs at locksmiths.
So you think I should go for it?
Absolutely not. Just stay safe and be sensible.
Okay. I promise. Thank you.
And we never had this conversation.
No, of course not. And not a word to my mom, right?
I'll keep your secret if you keep mine.
Later, Frida and Jade are at a diner.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nope. It's all great.
Okay, well, hello. Make a wish. Make a wish. Make a wish. Did you make one?
I did.
After the meal, they arrive at home.
I have got the motherload lined up. Top-rated rom-coms of all time.
I'm actually feeling a bit tonight. I think I'm gonna opt for an early night.
Oh, no. Do you need anything?
No, just good night's sleep.
Okay.
Later, Jade is in Rick's car. They are parked in an isolated area. He offers her a gift.
Happy birthday.
She opens it and sees a silver necklace.
Oh. Oh my god. It's gorgeous.
Nothing less than you deserve. What is it?
Nothing.
She looks down, unsure.
It's my mom.
I don't think she's here.
Not like that. It's just... she's become this sort of, like, chaperone guard. It's like she just wants me to stay her little girl. The whole thing is just... it's driving me insane. Plus, she's got money problems. Like, big money problems. I think we're gonna lose the house. I want to help her, but she keeps shutting me out. And I feel like she's betraying me. You know, betraying everything that we mean to each other. It's...
I might have a solution.
Rick hands her a golden gift bag that was on the back seat. Jade is surprised. She opens it. The gift is a red evening dress.
How's this gonna help with my mom?
Hey! So, I've set up a double date for us at the mini golf. They're super cute. Or cute enough, anyway. Please say yes.
You know what? I've got to study.
You always have to study. You can't take one night off.
Jade shrugs.
You tell me if there's something going on, right?
Going on like what?
I've been watching you.
Uh-huh. And what have you been watching?
You know, the secret smiles when you think no one's looking. Your general sense of... I think you have a boy in your life.
And I think you're making things up.
Yeah, right.
It's my mom. Hey, Mom.
Hey, sweetheart. I was just thinking we missed the last one, so shall we do Surprise Saturday tonight?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to mini golf with Mason after practice.
Oh, okay. Another time then.
Yeah.
That evening, Louise has Frida over. She offers her a drink and sits down next to her on the couch.
I'd offer to share the recipe, but I'm guessing that's not why you're here.
No. It's Jade. I feel like she's slipping away from me.
Rita. Teenagers will be teenagers. You know how they are. They need to distance themselves from their parents to find their own way in the world.
I know that, but... this feels different. I think she's sneaking out at night. I mean, I hear these noises and I go and check and there's nothing, but
I think you're worrying too much. Why don't you just talk to her about it?
Frida shrugs.
Because I'm afraid she won't tell me the truth. So I found this app. You can install it on your own phone and it somehow links to another person's phone and it tracks them.
Track another person's phone without their knowing. And you want to do this to Jade's phone. Great idea. If you never wanted to speak to you again. Frida, that's spying.
I know.
You're invading her privacy.
She nods.
So it's a bad idea.
Yes. It's a huge breach of trust, and you'd never get that back.
I'm really worried. Okay, I know something's up.
Then find another way.
I think you're right. I think I am completely overreacting. I have so much on my mind these days. I just,
Teenagers.
Jade is in Rick's car. She is dressed in evening wear.
Just the average Saturday night?
It is for these type of people.
I can't do this.
Sure you can. You belong with this crowd. You deserve everything they have.
It's not right.
These people have more money than they know how to spend. You need some cash to get your mom out of a jam. This will help make the world a little bit better. Look, everything these people got, it's insured. I'm pretty sure they'll end up exaggerating their claims so they can twist as much out of the insurance company as possible. That's how the rich are.
She nods. Rick hands her a sparkling phone.
Here. You look amazing.
She nods and looks determined.
Just walk in like you belong there.
She walks towards the mansion and takes a picture of the address. 4256 Hobson Road. She hesitates and then joins the cocktail party. She takes a picture of a painting. She smiles at a guest and takes a few more pictures without anyone noticing. She takes a glass of champagne and heads upstairs. The guests are oblivious. She enters an empty wood-paneled room. She sees a set of keys on a plate and heads toward them. She sets her purse down and a man enters.
Can I help you?
Oh my goodness. I'm so clumsy. I was just looking for the washroom.
It's okay. Worst things have happened. I'll get someone to clear it up. Down the hall on your right.
Thank you.
He leaves, smiling. Jade hurriedly opens a compact and takes an imprint of a key. She heads back out and joins Rick in his car.
Did you get them?
She hands him the compact and he looks at the imprint. She hands him the phone, and he looks at the pictures she took of valuable objects.
Nice. I can almost taste the money.
Fantastic job, Jade. Really good.
Thanks.
You know, I had to ditch the date. I think you spend a little bit too much time studying and not enough time having fun.
Yeah, I'm just trying to focus on that scholarship.
Mason leaves, annoyed. Shortly after, Mason sees Jade joining Rick in the parking lot. Yeah. Jade hugs Rick and he hands her a wad of bills. Mason looks concerned. Shortly after, Jade is in her room. She unfolds a yellow piece of paper and consults her mother's credit card balance. It shows that an $1,100 payment has been made. The next day, Jade looks nervous as she arrives home. Frida is in the kitchen.
Hey, sweetheart, how was school?
Oh, same old, same old.
Anything happening?
Oh, it's just school, you know.
In relation to the homicide of T.N. Andrews, the police say they are actively searching for a vehicle of this type. Police are asking that anyone who saw a similar vehicle...
Until they catch whoever did this, I still don't want you going out without supervision, agreed?
Agreed.
Promise?
Promise.
Good. I'm trusting you on this.
And I said fine. I'm gonna go shower, okay?
Jade leaves her backpack on the island in the kitchen. Frida walks toward the backpack, looking unsure. She unzips the bag and finds the compact with the key imprint. She takes out Jade's phone, hesitates, and installs the secret tracker app on it.
Insert number of target device. Bring the target device close to your own phone.
She does what the app instructs her to do.
Install secret tracker on this device. Congratulations, you have successfully installed secret tracker on the target device.
She puts Jade's phone back in her backpack. She sits back down and sighs, looking unsure. Later, Frida and Jade are at their favorite diner.
Thank you.
Thanks. Mom, you do realize it's not Saturday, right?
No, I know. I just wanted to spend some time together. Besides, I didn't feel like cooking. The food here is way better anyways. Actually, I felt like celebrating. I got some great news from the bank today. A big deposit. I think it was a late fee from a publisher. Their accounting department is having some issues.
Mm. Oh, were you having some money problems before?
No, of course not.
So how's the book going?
It is virtually writing itself.
Great.
Jade looks at her phone.
So I've been hanging out with Louise a little bit more, mm-hmm. And she's becoming a good friend. How are you getting on with Mason?
Fine.
And how is school?
It's fine.
And how are your applications going?
They're okay, I guess.
And how about
your essay about the time Bigfoot came to Sweet Meadow and ate your mother in the middle of the night.
I was listening, Mom.
Could have fooled me.
How will you take me for a fool?
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. You know what? I am actually not hungry anymore. I think we should get this to go. Can we please get this to go? Thank you. Thanks.
Don't be rude. Thank you. I'm sorry about that. What has gotten into you?
Nothing. I'm just not hungry anymore. That's all. Thanks so, Mom.
Later, Jade is with Rick in his car. They are parked in an isolated area.
I feel like my mom's become a stranger to me.
He hands her a stack of bills.
Here. Maybe this will make you feel better. And our next score is gonna be huge.
No. I'm done. I don't want to take any more risks. I've already solved my mom's problems. Enough is enough. I don't want to keep lying to her.
She's lied to you more than once.
Yeah, but that's not the same. Why don't we go away together?
As in running away? Are you kidding?
Why not? Come on, what's life without a little adventure? You know, you, me, the open road, no problems. Someone reminded me recently, you're only young once.
Well, look at you, Miss living her life to the fullest.
Rick reflects.
Okay, listen up. I've got some people counting on me. And I can't let them down, so I need you to do this next job for me, all right?
Can't be that serious.
What sort of world do you think you've stepped into? This isn't some sort of fairy tale. This is business. You understand?
Jade looks concerned.
You're doing the next job, okay? Then maybe we can work something out.
I don't know. It's not what I want. Can you just drive me home?
Meanwhile, Frida is pacing in the living room, looking at her phone.
Welcome to Secret Tracker. Do you wish to track the target device? Choose yes or no.
She clicks on yes. Rick makes a call. He's spying on the owner of the French restaurant.
Yeah, we're on track for the big one. I'm noting his regular rounds. This guy's like a clockwork dummy. What? No, she'll be fine. I told you. I said she'll be fine, and I mean it. Jade's not like the others. She'll cause us no problems. That's a promise.
He takes pictures of the restaurant entrance.
You need to concentrate, Jade. It's showing in your game.
She walks away. Mason raises an eyebrow.
So I see someone's been working too hard.
What do you mean?
You told me you were studying. You lied to me. I bet all this sleep deprivation is linked to a certain boy in a fancy car. Why didn't you just tell me?
Look, it's complicated, okay? I need to keep it a secret.
Right. So complicated and secret that you can't even tell your mom? I thought you shared everything with her.
I used to.
Maybe I should spell.
Don't you dare.
Why not? What's the deal with this guy anyway? Is he like a drug dealer or something?
Keep it quiet, okay? You're gonna ruin everything.
Like I care. You're the one that's been lying. You have to live with the consequence.
Mason storms off. Frida answers a call.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Westwood. This is Principal Edwards.
Hi, Principal Edwards. Is everything okay? Is Jade okay?
No. Well, not Not exactly.
Later, Jade comes home from school.
How was practice?
It's fine.
I need to talk to you.
Frida crosses her arms.
About what?
Guess what I learned today?
Surprise me.
Well, your grades are falling through the floor. You're falling asleep in class. You want to tell me what's going on? Okay, no, you do not get to play the silent game with me, Jade. Come on, is it a boy? Are you doing drugs? Are you sneaking out at night?
Jade looks at her and frowns.
Okay, you know what? You want to play this, whatever you're doing right now? I am changing the rules to this game, okay? You are officially grounded, and I am taking away your allowance.
You know, it's so little, I barely would have noticed.
What is this? Who gave this to you?
I don't have to tell you anything.
Excuse me, yes you do. Especially when you've been lying to me.
Oh, like you never lie to me?
I am always honest with you, Jade.
Oh, really? What about your writer's block? The problems with the bank? What about us losing the house?
I kept quiet to protect you.
And it's such a great job you did of that. I had to solve it. Me.
What does that mean?
Whoa!
Frida grabs Jade's gym bag and goes through it. She finds the sparkling pink phone that Rick gave Jade.
What is this? How did you pay for this?
That's mine. Give it back.
Get your hands back.
She sees a photo of a painting that Jade took.
Where is this?
Next, she sees a photo of a drawer filled with jewelry.
The money that was deposited into my account. That was you? Oh my God, Jade. Are you some rich man's plaything?
I can't believe I'm hearing this. Do you know me at all?
I don't know anymore. Who is Rick Flynn? Oh my God, is he your sugar daddy?
He's 19.
He is 19! But he can afford to buy you expensive jewelry and live the high life. He is clearly doing something illegal.
Okay, why does everybody keep saying that?
So enlighten me. Enlighten me, Jade. What does he get from you in return?
He likes me and I like him!
Oh my God. Jade, he is toxic.
You know, stop getting in my personal space and stop suffocating me! Okay, Jade!
Jade grabs her gym bag and storms off. She closes the doors to her room. Frida sits down at her laptop.
Open. Cloud. Where are your photos?
Jade gets a text message from Rick.
Delete photos? Oh no.
There they are.
Jade deletes the photos while Frida is going through them. Jade looks relieved. Frida managed to save 12 photos.
Okay. Rick Flynn. Let's see who you are.
An internet search for Rick Flynn gets 0 results.
Okay, you're like a 19-year-old boy and you have 0 social media presence.
Frida reflects and keeps searching. Later, Jade is walking alone in the woods. She receives a photo of Frida on her phone. The bearded man walks up to her with a menacing look.
You're such a lovely mother. Be a real shame if I need to give her a visit, tell her about what you've been doing. Or if your school principal learns about your activities. And your dear sweet mom, she could go to prison for receiving the proceeds of crime.
Who are you? What do you want?
He smiles and reveals a golden tooth.
Just remember, I'm watching you. So keep playing the game and everything's gonna be all right.
Okay.
Good.
He walks off. Jade is frightened. Later, she is in Rick's car near a marina.
Okay, what is going on? I mean, really. That creep threatened me. Threatened my mom.
Sorry, I'm sorry, okay?
Rick tilts his head back.
I let slip that you were thinking of quitting, okay? Yeah. He must have overreacted.
Huh.
Look, I told you. I said this is about business. It's about money and more money. That's the game. You're deep in this game and you have to play it, okay? I don't have a choice, neither do you. Just learn to live with it.
Jade reflects.
Okay. So I do the next job. And then we go away together.
And then we go away.
Promise?
Promise.
Jade hugs him tightly. Rick looks unsure. Later, Jade is dressed in evening wear again. They are parked in front of the French restaurant.
Don't you think they're gonna recognize me from the time we, you know, dined and dashed?
Trust me. The way you look now, no one's gonna think you and that girl were the same.
Okay.
She walks into the restaurant. She heads to the owner's office and makes an imprint of a key. The owner walks up to her, smiling. She looks at him nervously.
Can I help you with something?
I was looking for the bathroom.
In my office.
Have you ever heard of internet challenges?
I think it's the kind of thing young people do, although the specifics elude me.
Well, this was mine today.
She kisses him on the forehead.
Well, I did not expect that. Oh. Good luck with your challenge. Get out of here.
He wipes the lipstick off his forehead. Jade gets into Rick's car.
Are we done?
We're done.
Okay. Let's go tonight.
Let's go.
Frida is pacing frantically as she tries to reach Jade.
Message after the beep.
Jade, it is your mother. Where are you? Okay, I have called Mason. Call me.
She hesitates and then clicks on the tracker app.
Welcome to Secret Tracker. Do you wish to track the target device? Choose yes or no. Location is Red Pines. Sorry, this device has lost signal. It may be out of range or turned off.
She looks increasingly worried. Meanwhile, Rick and Jade pull up to a large snowy estate called Pitchfork Ranch. Jade looks around, concerned.
What is this place?
Welcome to your new home. Well, temporary hideout, really.
At school, Louise addresses the volleyball team.
You all know Mrs. Westwood, Jade's mom.
She has something important to ask you.
Jade has run off with a boy. And I think he might be trouble. And by trouble, I mean with the law or crime, something bad. And I am worried about her. I'm really worried about her safety. So I am here to ask you from the bottom of my heart if you have seen her, if you know where she is. Have any of you heard from her?
No, sorry.
The girls shake their heads.
Does the name Rick Flynn mean anything to any of you?
Sorry, no.
The next day, Frida hands out flyers with a photo of Jade.
If you see her, please call that number. Hi, can I give you this? Thank you. Call the number if you see her. Have you seen her by any chance? Can I give you this? That's my daughter. If you see her, could you call, please? Thank you.
The man with a golden tooth takes a flyer, nods, and walks away. Frida is in her car. She crosses off another location where Jade might have been. As she drives off, the man with the golden tooth follows her in his truck. Jade and Rick are in a well-furnished living room at the ranch.
Rick, we've been here for over a day. I thought that you said the restaurant was going to be our last haul.
Yes. But that job hasn't happened yet, and then they've got to sell and stuff, so got to wait for the payday.
Wait, so that's why we're here? To wait for a cash delivery from the people that we're running away from? Unbelievable. How long? How much longer do we need to be here, Rick?
Things aren't as simple as I may have made out.
Meaning?
My associates are just, they're not altogether happy about us cutting ties and running off into the sunset.
Jade looks worried.
The problem is, you and me, we've been successful. And once something's been a success, those people wanted to keep on being a success. They'll do anything to maintain that success.
No, I said I was out and I meant it. You said you were out and I thought you meant it too.
I did. I still do.
Okay, so what's the problem?
There are circumstances you just don't know about.
All right, so tell me about them.
Jade, if you don't do what these people want, you might end up in a ditch somewhere.
Well, then we need to leave. Never mind the money. We need to get out of here.
You'd be dead within days.
No. I'm leaving. We need to go to the police.
You'll go to prison.
That's better than being dead. Come on.
I can't let you do that. I can't do that to them.
What hold do they have over you? Why do you have to do everything they say? Do they mean more to you than I do?
Of course not. Look, we just need to see this last job until the end. And then I can convince them to let us leave.
She looks down and shrugs.
Okay, fine. I'll stay. But I'm gonna go to bed.
Rick takes a sip of whiskey. Meanwhile, Frida gets out of her car. A masked man appears and punches her in the face.
Hey, you. Hey, you mind your own business. You mind your own business.
She stamps his foot and pulls his mask off. It is the man with the golden tooth. He runs off. Frida is parked near a motel. The French restaurant owner heads to his office. The camera zooms out and he is attacked off screen.
Hey!
Hey!
At the ranch, Rick knocks on Jade's bedroom door.
Go away.
Hey. Look, I'm sorry, okay? There's just a lot going on right now, and sometimes I mess up.
You lied to me.
I didn't lie to you, okay? I didn't tell you the full truth.
You're worse than my mom.
He walks up to her.
Look, I'm only trying to protect you, okay? That's all.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
Look, we're gonna be here for a while.
You know, I actually don't have any reception on my cell phone.
Yeah, we're in a bit of a dead zone for cell reception. Only the landline works.
Great.
Speak of the devil. Yeah.
Jade looks concerned. Rick comes back.
I'll be right over.
He hesitates and then grabs a white housecoat. He uses the belt to tie Jade to the ladder on a bunk bed.
Rick? Rick, what happened?
Nothing.
Rick, what's going on? Whoa, what?
Nothing.
What are you doing? Stop it!
Sorry, okay.
What are you doing?
I'll be back soon.
No, Rick. Rick!
Frida wakes up in a hospital bed, her forehead bandaged.
Oh, good, you're awake. You've sustained a nasty blow. Had us worried quite a bit. Do you remember what happened?
I was attacked.
She closes her eyes and tries to remember.
I remember a mask. A ski mask. I don't remember the details. How long?
You've been out for 12 hours. You have a serious concussion.
I have to go.
No, not such a great idea. We'll keep you in tonight as a precaution and then discharge you tomorrow, okay?
The nurse turns around to leave. Frida's phone starts beeping.
I'll just go ask the doctor if we can give you something to help you sleep.
Last known location is Pitchfork Ranch in Red Pine Hills.
Pitchfork Ranch. 10 miles.
She tries to get out of the bed, but it is painful. The nurse returns.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm discharging myself.
That's a bad idea.
My daughter is in danger.
The nurse shrugs.
I'll get the doctor to write you a prescription for some painkillers.
She tries to call her mother, but there is no signal. She tries to leave, but the bedroom door is locked. She finds a photo of her mother and her, inside a box. She opens a drawer and rummages through it. She finds a hairpin.
Thank you.
She uses the hairpin to pick the lock, but it doesn't work. She looks out a window and sees Rick arrive with the man with the golden tooth. His face is bruised. Frida is hiding behind a cabin nearby. She watches the men take a body out of the trunk. Jade starts panicking. She sees Rick and the man carrying the body wrapped in a garbage bag.
You got it?
They carry the body into a garage. Frida tries calling 911, but there is no signal. Jade frantically tries to pick the lock again and succeeds. She sees the man carrying a shovel and shuts the door. Frida sees Jade trying to climb out the window. Jade steps outside. Frida's concussion causes her to wince. The man sees Jade and pulls out a gun.
Hey! Hey! Stop! 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 No! Are you stupid? What are you doing?
No!
Are you stupid?
No! Stop! Look, let's go inside and let's talk. Let's go in and talk.
Take her in.
They head inside. Frida is unconscious.
Just give us a minute, okay?
What have you gotten me into? That's a dead body. I'm an accessory to murder now. Do you realize that? What were you thinking?
I know you're upset.
Upset? Upset? I've just had a gun shoved in my face. This isn't some robbery where the insurance takes care of everything. This is murder.
It was supposed to be an easy job, and the owner wasn't even meant to be there. He showed up out of nowhere. Butcher had no choice but to...
No choice? That's your argument. He had no choice. I can't believe it. You're as bad as that thug out there.
All right, that's enough! You!
Come help me. And you? You stay right here. You understand?
Yeah?
Yes.
Let's go. Let's go.
Later, at night, Jade is with Rick and Butcher. A car pulls up to the ranch. Jade is surprised to see Louise walk up. Louise looks at her sternly.
What?
Why do I have to come all the way up here to clean up your mess?
Mrs. Clenshaw, what are you...
Shut it. Get out. Both of you.
I will stay.
Louise crosses her arms.
Let's go.
Butcher and Rick leave. Louise walks toward Jade.
What's going on?
Okay, Pollyanna. You've come to the end of the line. You can either stay on this side and continue working for us, or you can cross the line and...
You're a monster. Does Mason know about this? Is she involved too?
Of course not. I would never put my daughter in harm's way.
How could you do this kind of thing? Manipulating people? breaking the law like this?
What about participating in the occasional robbery to help bail out Mummy?
Jade looks down.
Kidnapping. Murder. Does that mean nothing to you?
Look at you. 18 years old, and you think you know how the world works. Life is far more complicated than you could ever imagine.
I still know right from wrong.
Do you? That man is Dave Butcher. When Mason's father left, he took everything. And we had very little to begin with. I worked, tried to go back to school. At my age, I did everything short of begging. And then I met Butcher. And he became my second husband. I didn't have a lot of options. And when we couldn't tolerate each other any longer, I kicked him out. When Mason turned 16, Butcher came back. He'd hatched a plan to use my beautiful daughter as a Trojan horse to gain access to wealthy houses and case them. Sound familiar? He threatened to take Mason away, so I came up with a compromise to recruit other girls as Trojan horses, and Mason would never know anything about it. So Butcher and I became partners. And that's what I've been doing for the past 2 years. I didn't want anything to happen to those girls, and I don't want anything to happen to you. But I would do anything, anything, to protect Mason and give her the life she deserves. If it's you or my daughter, there's no contest.
You could have gone to the police.
So could you. But you didn't. Because you wanted something, didn't you?
Jade runs away. Frida wakes up.
Butcher!
Butcher grabs her.
Where are you going, huh?
Help!
Shut up.
So stupid that wasn't the deal!
I know, okay?
I have had enough of this one!
Please, just let her go, okay? Look, I can control her, okay? I mean, she won't say anything. I mean, will you?
No. I would go to prison, too. Why would I say anything?
Oh, yeah, this is sweet. So what? It's gonna be like the last two girls? I mean, they want it out! And what'd I do to them? Remember Tien?
Wait, you killed Tien? No! Shut her up!
Please, just give me a chance, please.
No.
You're weak and you're unreliable. You can't kill Jade, okay? She's different!
Oh, yeah, is she different? What are you gonna do? You're gonna turn your back on your blood? Your family?
Shut up.
Butcher glares at Rick, who is stunned.
Nah, I didn't think so.
I'm sorry.
What? You're sorry? Hey, he's sorry. I'm sorry, too.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Jade is surprised.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here!
No! Don't be stupid, it's over!
Hey, what? Are you kidding me? What are you doing?
Mom! Jake, come on, let's get out of here!
As they scuffle, Butcher shoots Rick in the gut.
Rick?
Rick!
This is all your fault!
No!
Frida hits Butcher with a cane.
No!
Louise is knocked out as well.
Jake, come on! Go!
Later, Butcher is in custody. Rick is on a stretcher. A police officer escorts Louise, who is handcuffed. Frida comforts Jade as Louise climbs into a police cruiser. She walks towards her bookshelf, where all the novels that are part of her deadly series are displayed, along with photos of her and Jade. She opens the package and reads a letter that came with her new book. Jade walks up, smiles, and hugs her.
They use the word bestseller.
Not bad.
Oh, such high praises.
They look at the book's cover. It is called Deadly Secrets. They look at her author's photo.
I like it. I think it makes you look distinguished.
Well, I was hoping for windswept or intriguing.
I wouldn't go that far. So I've picked a place I want to go to college.
You have? Where?
UCLA.
Los Angeles.
Hey, Mom. What's life without a little adventure?
Frida smiles and places the new book among the others. Video description, defuse.